Hello, everyone. Welcome to the special one-year anniversary episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This is a very special episode, like I said, for me, because when I started this podcast, I set a goal to do it for at least 1 year, and I wanted to commit some serious time into this project and hobby. And here we are, a year later, and I'm super excited to cross this milestone with my podcast. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about my experience creating this podcast, how to create your own podcast, the benefits of creating your own podcast, and my advice for creating a podcast, as well as a bunch of other fun things about podcasting and goal setting. But what are you going to talk about this week? Well, the money talking points are, what's the one-year non-financial goal that you want to accomplish? How can I achieve long-term goals? What is something that I want to start doing today and want to do for one whole year? With all of that, I'm super excited to get into today's celebratory episode. So with that, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Alrighty, so let's dive right into this awesome episode. Let me talk first about my experience with creating this podcast. So I enjoy it a ton. That's really why I made it to a year. There were several points where I wanted to stop or take a lengthy break, but what got me to a year is enjoying talking about the subject that I talk about, which is personal finance. But I love making this podcast, and my career is in digital marketing, PR, and advertising. My major is in PR and advertising. That's what my bachelor's degree is in. It's not in personal finance. It's not as a certified financial planner or anything like that. I'm just a regular person who enjoys personal finance and enjoys learning a lot about it. So then I like to share it through this podcast. But with my major in PR and advertising, I have a lot of experience with content creation, whether it's video, audio, graphic design, etc. So creating the podcast was really an outlet for those abilities and hobbies that I have, and it gave me something to use my talents for, and the things that I know and have learned through my education and work experience and everything. This podcast is a place where I can talk about a subject I enjoy while also using the skills that I have from my education. So a lot of it, I've learned a lot about the structure that it comes to create this podcast, building systems for it. It's a lot about batching out tasks and creating systems, which can apply to a lot of areas, like your personal finances. You'll hear me talk about automation all the time, but because I don't have a lot of time to do this, but I have great systems in place, it doesn't take me a long time to put out one of these episodes. Sure, they're not super long, and sure, there's maybe better, more finely produced podcasts out there that are longer or maybe better edited or things like that, but I enjoy putting this podcast out there. And that's what I like to do. I have my systems in place that help me get it done in an effective time period. And that's one of the things I enjoy most is I get to talk about a subject that I love in personal finance while also having this fun hobby of creating this website, my blog, my podcast, and all the other different things that I do with this. So next, let's talk about how you can create your own podcast. And I'm going to share my experience in creating this podcast and how you can get started. How do you go about creating your own podcast? Well, my first recommendation is the ad that you hear on a lot of my episodes, and it's Anchor FM. I think it's a great starting place. I've used it the entire first year for my podcast. If you just want to talk about a subject that you're passionate about, then don't worry about social media or a website. Just start a podcast and just start talking. Tell your friends about it. Tell your coworkers about it. Use your phone's microphone, and trust me, it will be fun. If you're saying, hey, I have this subject I'm really well educated about, or I know a lot about, or I want to know more about, and I also enjoy talking about it, then just start a podcast. Start one if you want to. There's plenty of room for anyone to have a podcast, and don't really focus on the numbers. We'll talk more about my advice for creating your own podcast, but really quickly, I want to cover the benefits of podcasting. Let's go over that next. What are the benefits of podcasting? Well, the first one is that you get to stay on top of a subject that you're passionate about. So whether it's personal finance, NASCAR, Apple, computer equipment, computer monitors, building computers, cars, there's all sorts of subjects that I didn't even mention that you could be passionate about. And if you're podcasting about it, then you got to stay on top of the news and what's going on, and you got to keep learning about it. So it helps you stay involved and stay well read up on whatever you're passionate about. And another thing is you get to learn more about the content creation side of things. So maybe you consume a lot of content right now, and maybe it'd be more fun for you to learn about the back end of creating some of it, and maybe some of the lingo, I guess, and terminology. But you also get to learn a skill beyond your normal job, most likely. So it's really convenient for me that I work in a space or in an industry where creating content, creating voiceovers or audio stuff or video or graphic type content is something that I get to do for work, so that the skills naturally transition over to creating this podcast. But that doesn't always happen. You may be super passionate about the field you work in, and then you want to talk about it more on a podcast, or just a hobby that you just want to talk more about your computer equipment, but you don't necessarily know how to create the podcast. So you're going to get to learn new skills, which is super fun. And you're very likely going to be able to build a small community, whether it's your 10 friends who listen to your podcast and come on there every other week and trade out and things like that. You're going to get to build a small community around your subject that you like talking about. And that's really, really fun. You get to connect with strangers who are also passionate for your little niche you're in. And you get to share great ideas with each other, learn from each other, have each other on as guests. I've been a guest on a few episodes. I've had guests on this episode or on this podcast, as you know, and we're going to have some more in the future. But it's also a fun project and hobby. So if you're considering it, I definitely say do it. There's some great benefits to it, and it's really fun. You get to learn new skills, meet new people, learn new ideas in your niche and in your passion that you're passionate about, the thing you like to learn about and talk about. So what's my advice for creating a podcast? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's cover that next. So my advice for creating your own podcast, if you want to do it, just go out there and do it. Do not think about any potential money, numbers, statistics, audience growth, or those kind of extra details. They can get you really lost and concerned and worried and panicked while you're just starting to plan your podcast. Just start talking into your microphone and share your ideas. If you don't know a title, just call it Your Name's Podcast, something like that, or Your Name's Podcast About Cars, something like that. Something super simple. Don't worry too much about the name. Don't worry about growing the podcast right now. Just start talking into the microphone and share your ideas. Watch some YouTube videos on how to format a better script for a podcast and those sort of things. There's some really great and simple ideas out there. Just start talking into the microphone and share your ideas. But you're going to become a lot better at thinking while you're speaking, because I don't write out an entire script. I don't read completely off of a script for these episodes. I just plan them out, and then once you get your systems in place, you're going to get better at speaking from memory and pulling ideas and stories out of your mind when it comes to like a bulleted list or questions, because I'll often just write a bulleted list of the topics I want to cover and the different subjects that I want to go into within those topics. And sure, that might allow the podcast to come out maybe a little choppy at some points, but that's okay. I'm just having a good time sharing my opinions and knowledge on personal finance. So I just bullet out a list of topics that go along with the main overall show idea that I'm trying to put together. And then I pull from stories. I'll make sure to put a little bullet reminder to remember the story that I want to tell in that point. Or sometimes things and memories will just come to me as I'm speaking. And recording my own podcast has allowed me to become a lot quicker on my feet when it comes to like fluently and expressing ideas clearly. I think over the last year, put an effective sentence explaining something together a lot quicker because of my grown skill that's come from podcasting. So I think it's helped me a lot in that way. And I think it'll help anyone else as well who wants to start a podcast. So my overall advice is to just get out there and do it if you want to start a podcast. But let's talk about goal setting. I mentioned that I set a goal to do this for a year, and here we are at a year, which is super exciting. So let's talk about goal setting next. All right, goal setting. I'm sure you've heard of SMART goals. S for specific, M for measurable, A for attainable, R for realistic, and T for timely. See, I've said it and mentioned it so many times that I can name them all off at the top of my head, and I'm sure most of you out there know what SMART goals are. But they're a common method because it works. You set something that's specific, like I want to create a podcast, make sure it's measurable. I want to create a weekly podcast, make sure it's attainable. I want to do it for 1 year. 1 year is not unrealistic. Attainable, A and R are kind of similar, I think. And maybe I'm remembering the R incorrectly, but realistic, it's very realistic for me to put out a podcast for a year. And then timely is also that year mark. So I want to put out a podcast weekly for a year. That's a SMART goal. But don't be afraid to give yourself breaks. The SMART goal doesn't say you have to do it weekly. Like, you can give yourself a little bit of a break. I took a few breaks during my 1 year goal, but because of the systems I had in place, I was able to keep weekly episodes going. There was only one episode that said, we're having a break week. But even in that episode, I just quickly gave a quick informational piece. I think the episode was about 6 minutes long, but I was still able to put something out while feeling like I got an effective break to give me the recharge that I needed to be engaged and focused on making the podcast again. And then it always brought me right back around to the excitement that I have for creating this podcast. Because I remember talking to my wife, Rebecca, multiple times where I'm like, I think I'm done. I think I'm done with the podcast. And then 3 or 4 hours later would go by, I'd be like, no, I'm not done. And maybe sometimes it would be 3 or 4 days where I'd be like, I just don't know if I really want to keep doing it. I made a good effort, and then I would always come back around to it because I would give myself a break, not work on it at all for those days, not think about it, not open any documents for my podcast, nothing like that. And I think goal setting in terms of both financially and not financially, that can apply. If you have a financial goal to save 25% and invest it every single month, and maybe 1 month you're like, wow, I just wish we could take a break from this because the 25% is really putting a lot of stress on your life enjoyment overall. And you say, okay, 1 month we're going to only do 15% and that other 10%, we're just going to have a good time with it, whatever that means. Maybe you don't plan it all out, but maybe that's a good break for you to take. Something to look at. It's not always about following the systems exactly. And because you know you have that system in place, it's going to be very quick and easy for you to resume to 25% because you just turn the automations back on and you're back rolling and going. But maybe you need that little bit of break in terms of financial goals. Maybe in terms of non-financial goals, exercising and losing weight is an obvious one. Maybe you need a break week where you don't exercise, but you're still careful about what you're eating and stuff. So you're not completely giving in and breaking your good habits and just losing your progress, but rather you're just giving yourself a slight break, but keeping your systems in place so that you can keep going and last past that break and continue on. So I think make sure you're setting SMART goals, make sure your goals, both financially and not financially, you're willing to give yourself a break, and don't be too hard on yourself. Try to figure out the systems you need to have in place so that you can easily take a short break, but also then pick right back up where you're at. But thank you for listening to this episode. Let's wrap up next with my conclusion about this podcast and a thank you. So, what if you want to start a podcast? Then go download the Anchor app on your phone, get started for free, and don't worry about anything that costs money. Just get started. Don't worry about a website. Don't worry about setting up the business structure for a podcast. Don't worry about social media. Worry about all that other stuff later when you really get going and if you really even want to do it, because you may just start creating your podcast, have a ton of fun for 2 months, and then be done with it. And that's okay. A lot of people will say most podcasters don't make it past 10 episodes. And there's nothing wrong with that. Say you want to get started with your podcast and it's just not for you. It's just not fun. You're not having a good time. You find yourself burnt out and you don't enjoy the subject that you once enjoyed that much anymore. That's okay. But for me, podcasting is a ton of fun. I get to connect with other people and you'll get to as well. And there's a reason why interview and guest type episodes are so popular. It's hard to do a show by yourself, and talking to other people makes it more fun, makes it easier for the audience, and makes it more fun for the host. You get to connect with new people. But thank you so much to each one of you who listens to my podcast. I don't have a super large audience, but this is still a ton of fun, and I'm always excited to see that anyone's listening to me ramble about money and personal finance. But now that we've crossed a year, I have an announcement about future episodes. I've mentioned this in, I think, a previous episode or two, but I'm going to start doing group money talks, and I'm excited for this new format. I'm going to try it with episodes 53 through 56, and we'll see how it goes. If you want to be on the podcast, well, now you can. Visit skylarfleming.com/b-on-money-talk. That's skylarfleming.com/b-on-money-talk. And then where there would be a space, put a dash. The link will be in the show notes, of course, so it's much easier for you to click on. If you want to join a money talk, then feel free. I would love to have more voices and opinions on my show as we learn and talk about money together. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming for one whole year. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.